Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It's a terrific Tuesday, May 12th, 2015. You have tuned into Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody, always available to you via our website, BakiMinistries.wix.com/Baki. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, Vine, and Instagram, bringing you the inspiration and motivation you need as a reminder that your life is worth living and living out loud. I'm your host, Rev J, and I'm glad you tuned in because all May long, we are speaking life. That's the whole series that we're doing, speak life, your situations, your circumstances, your desires, your dreams. They need you and the power of your words to fully activate. So this weekend was Mother's Day weekend, and a whole lot has happened. And I just want to, I really just want us to look at two words today. The two words are I am. I think you go dot, 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 period, period, period. I am. Now, when we look in the Bible, there is a part in the very, very beginning of the Bible, like, in Genesis, where God is speaking, and he's giving Moses directions. And Moses, after his excuses, is trying to follow the directions. But he's like, who shall I say sent me? And God tells Moses, I am that I am. Then you go later on in the Bible, go to the New Testament, you look in the book of John. Jesus is saying to him, we follow our father Abraham. And he says, before Abraham was, I am. At any point in time, either those two could have said anything after I am, but they didn't. They just left it as I am. Now, many Christians and churchgoers and people who believe in the Bible will say stuff like, he is what you need him to be. He'll be your wheel in the middle of the wheel. He'll be your lily in the valley. He'll be your bright and morning star. And then the list can go on and on. But those of us who claim to be followers of Christ, claim to be followers of God, we've got to take on that I am for ourselves. We've got to empower ourselves with the I am. Because if you're saying that you're Christ-like, if you're saying that you're a Christian, if you're saying you're a believer, then you must believe that the one who was and who is the same one as residing within you. The same power that he has you have and have access to. The same entity that he was, encompassing a human body, but yet had all sorts of spiritual authority and wisdom, that access is available to you. You have to decide when you're going to tap into it. I have a cousin who is going through a very, very hard situation right now. She's in the hospital with her child. And I want to speak all these words to her, but I just kind of left it real simple, like, hey, cuz, I'm here for you. This is what it is. I'm speaking life over your situation. I'm speaking wisdom over the doctors, speaking wholeness and restoration, and I'm speaking to you strength because I've been there. I've been by the hospital side of my child, hooked up to all sorts of tubes and monitors, not knowing what the outcome was going to be from a medical standpoint, but still trying to find a seed of faith somewhere to say, God, you've got this. You've given me this child. You've given me the ability to face whatever's going on, and I believe in total restoration and healing and wholeness of my child in this situation. And then to be able to walk out the hospital on Christmas Day with my child in a much better situation. I have been there. And so, therefore, I know that the power of words and a mother's words can do for you. I know what people pouring into you can do to you because I've been in situations where I've been downright depressed. There's no other way. There's no other way to phrase that or word that, or and not even trying to give any enemy credit, but I have. I've been there. Life just beat the heck out of me, and I was like, I don't want to fight anymore. And I wasn't willing to get up, and I wasn't willing to fight for my life. But then along came a word. Sent by a messenger, sent by just a regular woman to some people, but at that moment in time, that woman became Superwoman. And I think when we embrace the fact that we are super and natural all in one, then we will embrace the fact that we have the power to do super and natural at any and all times. I believe that we as humans, want to deny our deity and don't even want to believe in the true deity of the one that we say we believe in. We want to deny the fact that we can actually speak to the wind and the wind will cease. We can actually speak to the storms and the storms will cease. We can actually speak through stuff and speak to stuff. I'm like, oh, we're just going through. Okay, sometimes you don't have to go through. Sometimes the mountain that's in front of you, you can speak to that mountain and the mountain will crumble. So as we look at these two words, I am, I'm reminded of Superman. Not real sure. You know, I didn't watch a whole lot of Superman movies. I did watch the Superman show with Dean Cain for a while. Oh, whew, yes, sir. And upon watching that, you watch Superman go from one state, I'm working in the newsroom, and then go to another state with the power of transformation. He changed his uniform, and then he started doing the super stuff that he was enabled to do. At some point, we've got to make up in our mind that we're going to take off the regular humanity, woe is me, pity party self, I'm just working in the newsroom, and decide to embrace the S on our chest and say, hey, I'm super, I've showed up, I'm showing out. And we wonder why certain people, oh, why they have so much anointing for this, and oh, God must have given them all of these talents. But wasn't it Jesus who said that we can do greater things than he has done? Why is it that there are so many people who are refusing to embrace that? Why is it that we, as a collective people, will say, are so willing to bend and bow and get upset and depressed over what the enemy says or what the world says? We are not to be conformed to this world. We are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And as we listen to things like I am and we focus on positivity, that stuff saturates us. It gets inside of us. Spider-Man or Superman or whatever the superhero dude was, okay, we'll go with Spider-Man, couldn't have been as super as he was had he not gotten bit by the spider and the venom got inside of him. There has to be something that you're bit by that makes your super come out. And sometimes for a lot of us, we're like, I didn't know how strong I was until I went through this. You could have been strong before you went through that, and you just never tapped into it. You could have been strong and didn't have to go through that, but it took a sign because God, show me this. God, give me this. And when he takes you through these trials and tribulations, oh, that made me stronger. In one sense, it did, or did it really just reveal to you how strong you were? Did it make you stronger, or did it reveal to you how strong you were? Yeah, I said it twice because I want emphasis there. Did it make you stronger, or did it reveal to you how strong you truly were? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and God spoke Word, and out of Word creation became. In the beginning, you were just two seeds. Two seeds that got entangled with each other, then decided to multiply and produce. And that same life-giving power that started in the beginning has not stopped. You make new cells every day. There's parts of your body that's growing every day, and you don't even know anything about it. You cut your finger on Monday. By Friday, it's healed because there's something super and natural happening on the inside of you. I am. You are what? I am a healer because I've been healed. Then you need to start speaking healing. I am a deliverer because I've been delivered. You need to start speaking deliverance. I am recovered because I went through a situation I had to get up and get over. Okay, you're not in recovery. You are recovered. It's how you say it. It's why you say it. And it's the power in which you say it. I can probably say I am a college graduate. Why? Because I went through the 4 years, paid the X amount of dollars, and now I have a piece of paper that says I can do X, Y, and Z. Does that piece of paper define me? Sure does not. But does it look good on my wall? It sure does. At the same time, we look for all these things to affirm us. Did going to college make me a better artist? In some ways, yes. Because you have to sit down, you have to be disciplined, you have to be able to defend your work, you have to critique your work, you have to look at different works in different ways, and the exposure was great, and the peer reviews, that was all great, and it helped shape and mold me. Did it give me my natural talent? No. I was born artistic. But because I fell into the system that said, you have to go this route in order to improve, that's the route I chose to take. There are many great artists out there who've never been to any sort of four-year institution to validate, solidify, and expand their artistic horizon. Why? Because it's already within them. The thing that's already within you has to become part of you. You have to embrace that. Like, wow, I am artistic. And it wasn't until like my senior year when I had senior review and I had to do my own show that I realized just how artistic I was. But it was because all that stuff had poured into me, piled on top of me, and then I started to believe what other people were saying. What I already knew, because I've been drawing and coloring and painting since I was 3, I already knew all of that. Did it refine me? Yes. Did it confirm? Yes. And we're constantly looking for confirmation for things that don't need to really be confirmed in our lives. Oh, my gosh, I can pray for myself. You can. I agree. I'm all about the power of prayer and agreement and all that. I don't want you to get me wrong. But what are you praying for? Are you praying for stuff that you already have? As you focus on this, I am more than a conqueror, then go out and conquer. I am a deliverer, then go out and deliver. And see, one of my favorite sayings for a long time has been hurt people, but at the same time, it's time for healed people to heal people. If you've been delivered, transformed, redeemed, all of that stuff, it's time for you to walk in that. Yep, I thought it was going to go this way, and what was meant for evil has now turned around for good. Let me tell you my story. Let me tell you how God worked it out for me. Let me show you how you can really walk in this newness of life. And we're not seeing that discipleship like we used to see. We're not seeing people take people under their wings and mentor and guide and mold. It's none of my business. She want to do that, that's on her. And I've been there. I've done that. Like, I'm like, let her go through and find out for herself. But at the same time, I have to remember that there were a certain sect of people that were divinely inspired to speak life to me. Through all my trials, tribulations, circumstances, they didn't give up on me. They motivated, they encouraged, despite everything that I brought to the table. And when it was time for me to be disciplined or corrected, they had the words then. And I was able to receive them because we had a relationship. And I know you're not going to tell me anything that's going to bring me negativity or that's going to hurt me. It may hurt my feelings, may hurt my pride, may hurt my ego, but in the end, it's for my good. And so if it helps to chisel away the parts of me that don't need to be there or the barnacles that have attached themselves to me and are freeloading in my life, then, hey, I'm all for you saying what you need to say to remove that off of me so that I can become better or a better version of myself. So if we're looking at these whole I ams, and God says, I am, and then Jesus says, I am, it's time for us as believers, Christians, Bible readers, to say, you know what, I am. I am part of this whole universe. I have a global assignment. I have something globally that has to be done. I have something locally that has to be done. And when I start to improve my local, then it will affect the global. There's something called the butterfly effect, that for every butterfly that flaps its wings, the wind is shifted. Something is shifted. So every time you're saying words with the breath of life that's coming out of you, something is going to shift. Something's going to change. Something's going to switch. And you have to decide, am I going to use my words as seed so that something positive can grow up out of this? Or am I going to use my words as bullets and kill and destroy and manipulate? Now, here's the thing. If you continue to use words to kill, destroy, to kill, to destroy, or to manipulate, guess what's going to happen? There's still seeds. So something's going to come back to you at a later point in time, and it feels like it's going to kill you, it's going to destroy you, and someone's going to manipulate you. Why? Because those are the seeds you sow. And every harvest has got to come back. What I say is the world is round. Whatever you dish out, at some point in time, it has to come back to you. But I didn't do anything to bring this on myself. Well, who are you surrounding yourself with? Who's got a storm so deep in their life that it's now affecting your boat? What's really going on? Whose ocean or whose lake are you in that their storm is not affecting you? If you say, and you've done some self-exploration, it wasn't you at all, you had nothing to do with this storm, then you need to look at who's in your circle, who's in your boat, who's out there with you. Oh, they can't get right, but you constantly got, that's my boy, though, you don't understand. We down for whatever. Okay, so the storms of life that are meant for him to shape him, mold him, are now rocking you. And because that's my boy, you don't want to let him go through whatever he has to go through. Or that's my son, he don't need to go through this. I'm going to go through it so he don't have to. Well, that's one way to look at it. Or you could look at it as the same storms that shaped and molded me, the same storms can shape and mold him as well. Especially when you feel as a parent you've done the best that you can do. Sometimes you got to let life do what life has to do. And whatever storms are meant for our children, sometimes our children have to go through it. We have to trust that we've given them the necessary tools as parents to effectively weather the storm, or given them the necessary tools as parents to be able to verbally or, need be, physically defend themselves, or give them the tools to say, what do I need to do in this situation, to look at a situation from different perspectives before they choose to act. Or we as parents have given them the ability to say, wait, I'm going to breathe first, then I'm going to say what I have to say. I'm going to listen, then I'm going to react. as a parent, as a guardian, as a mentor, there's certain roles that you've got to play. And you've got to know, all right, Kenny Rogers, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. But it's like you really do with your kids. You got to know when to hold them up. Oh, come here, baby, it's okay. And when to send them out. Nah, you got to go handle that. You made this net right here. Now go on and swim in it. Or you made this bed, go ahead and lie in it. But remember, if you lay down with dogs, you're going to wake up with fleas. And so even though that's a hard road to travel, and I know I kind of digress from the I am, but I'm also a parent. And so as a parent who takes that role very seriously and takes that responsibility very seriously, there are just certain things I'm just going to interject from time to time. So I'm looking at Words Have Power on YouTube, and I put it on my Facebook page this morning. And I'm just giving you a synopsis of the video. It's like a minute, minute and a half long. This gentleman is sitting down on the sidewalk, and he's visually impaired. And so his sign says, "I'm blind, can you spare change?" Something of that nature. And people just keep passing him by. Obviously, he has an impairment, passing him by. Then a lady comes along, and on the sign, she writes, "It's a beautiful day, and I can't see it." People who were just passing him by, now people are putting money down and giving money. So then she comes back later on that day, and he's like, "What did you write on the sign?" She's like, "I just changed the wording. Same message. I just changed it up a bit. He's blind. I can't see. Please give change." And then her sign was, "It's a beautiful day, and I can't see it." When we affect people with our words, it makes a difference. You can say the exact same thing, but find another way to say it. And if you're not saying anything positive, then stop talking. What's the old saying? If you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all. Don't even think it. Don't even give it a place to rest in your mind, because what we think about eventually, because nothing can come out of us except for what's in us, what we think about eventually comes out. So now if we choose to focus on the negative, what's going to come out of our mouth? Negative. If we choose to focus on the positive, what's going to come out of our mouth? Positive. What's going to happen in our life? More positive, because that as you sow us, so shall you also reap. Whatever you put out there, eventually it's going to come back to you. So what are some of the I ams you can say? I am really just depends on your situation. If you're saying, "I am blessed, I am highly favored, I am chosen, I am anointed, I am a creator, I am a business owner, I am self-empowered, I have high self-esteem," then you need to start holding your head up and holding yourself accountable for those things. Because was it light and darkness can't, you know, work together, and neither can salt water and fresh water in most situations. Salt water does what it does, and fresh water does what it does. But when the two mix, it's a whirlwind. And a lot of us are going through this whirlwind in our lives. And I think, is it Panama? I don't know. But when those two get together, even in your home, in your mind, you can't have peace. You can't have joy everlasting. You can't have the ability to go through the situation if on one hand you're saying, "Oh, I'm so weak. This storm is tearing me up. I just don't know how I'm going to make it. My world is, and my life is over." And on the other hand you say, "Oh, I am victorious. Oh, glory. I am a winner. I am an overcomer." You can't keep saying the two things, because you're not balancing yourself out. You're only making your tidal waves worse. Choose ye what you're going to say and what you're going to be. Okay, so you go to your job. You're not a mom at your job. Who are you? You're the employee or the employer. So you need to operate in that. You don't operate in your maternal gift while you're at your job. When you come home, you are no longer the dictator. You are no longer the boss. You are the spouse. You are the mother. You are the father. Then you fall into that role. The same thing has to be when you start saying these I ams. "I am Mother of the Year. I am an encourager. I am a motivator." And that may be what you need to be for your kids. "I am a conqueror. I am financially secure." And that may be what you need to say to yourself when you go to your job. "I am going to finish these reports early. I'm going to focus. I am just super whatever." And that's what you need to say when you're interacting with your friends. "I'm not bothered by the negativity. I'm above the negativity. I rise above it on wings of eagles." Okay, then rise above the storm when you're dealing with situations like that. So you have to pick which I ams you are in what situation, and you have to say them over and over and over and over and over and over again to yourself, because you have to believe it first before anyone else will ever believe it. See, the thing about Superman and Clark Kent is no one had to tell him. Like, he picked up, "Oh, it's time for me to change. Oh, it's time for me to transform. Oh, something's going on. I sense it." we have to get so attuned with nature and life. Oh, here comes some negativity. Let me go ahead on and fill myself up. Oh, somebody's going to come with some bull today. Let me go ahead and have my defenses ready. Let me go ahead and read this word. Let me transform my mind so I'm not caught up in this world. Matter of fact, oh, the news is going to be a whole bunch of negative stuff. Let me not watch 14 hours of it and fill my mind with negativity. At some point in time, you have to choose for yourself which I am you're going to be and not fall victim to what you used to be and decide I want to be better than what I used to be. And so, therefore, I will create my reality with the power of words. I will create this new dimension with the power of words. I will be all that I can be with the power of words. And as you say it till you see it, you will start to believe it. You will act accordingly. And stuff will start be different stuff will be attracted to you and your life. Law of attraction, we've talked about this before. The different things that will come to you when you start to operate differently. But if you want more of the same, keep doing the same thing. I mean, if it's working for you, is it working? Okay, so let's change it up. Why not try something different today? Why not say, you know what, I'm going to be empowered. I'm going to be motivated. I'm going to be the one who speaks life. I'm going to be the positive Patty today, and I'm going to walk in that. Despite what storms come up all day long. And what works for some people, you can try this if you like, is to get a rubber band, like the big fat elastic ones, and you put it on your wrist. And whatever your goal is, I must be positive. If you find yourself slipping off that positive pedestal, pluck yourself with the rubber band, pull the rubber band that's on your wrist back, and let it pop. Oh, now you have a visual and physical reminder. Okay, that's not really what I wanted to do. When you start to entertain gossip, then you know what? Pull the rubber band, let it pop. And now you have a what? Visual and physical reminder that's not where you want to be. And for some of us, we need that because we're not so aware. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize I was slipping into that. I didn't realize how many times a day I was slipping into that. Or people who use a lot of profanity, they'll come up with like a swear jar, a cuss jar, whatever, and you have to pay 25 cents for every cuss word you say. And you got people holding you accountable to it. And you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize I talk like that much. Yeah, you do. And so when you start to see that manifest in front of you, or you start to turn, your wrist starts to turn red, or the coins in the bottom of the jar start to rise, you're like, wow. I'm changing for a reason because I don't want that in my life anymore. Imagine if every time we spoke an evil word, like the dagger we put out actually cut us and we bled the way we make other people bleed. Imagine if every time you hurt somebody's feelings on purpose or incidentally, that it cut you on your side. It cut the back of your Achilles. It put you hurt every time you hurt someone emotionally. How many of us would be quick to change? But because we don't see the ramifications or the power of our words and the negative on other people, we just continue to walk around as bullies and spewing out all this negative venom because we don't feel that effect immediately a lot of times. Imagine how different your life would be if every time someone says something negative to you, you didn't believe it. You didn't take it in. You didn't hold that and let it mature in you. And then you became the wounded, hurt person who in turn did what? Wounded and hurt people. Imagine if you turned that around, you took that pain, you gave it purpose, and you produced something positive in this world. You can do it. The power definitely resides within you. It has to be your choice, though. Am I going to choose you this day to continue to speak this negativity, or am I going to choose something different? Am I going to choose to stay the same and get the same results, or am I going to choose to say something higher, be something better, stand stronger, be firmer, let my no be no, and my yes be yes? Am I going to be that person? Am I just going to go with the wind, whichever way the wind blows and takes me? Because at any point in time, you can say a new I am, and you can live up to that I am for yourself. I am victorious. I am CEO. I am more than a conqueror. I am empowered. I am motivated. You know, at any point in time, in your life. As long as you have breath in your body, that's another opportunity for you to create a new I am. That's another opportunity for you to flip the side over and write something different. That's another opportunity for you to tell your story and your truth and rewrite the pages of history, that what the enemy meant or what life meant or what the devil meant or whoever you want to give the credit to meant for evil. Now turn that around and use it for something positive. At any point in time, you can be the positivity that this world needs. You can be the ray of sunshine that someone else needs at any point in time. But you have to choose. You have to decide, is this what I want? Am I going to do it? Am I going to live up to it? And when you say I am, mean that. Your no has to be no. Your yes has to be yes. And you are the best person to make that choice. It can't be what Aunt Sue wants all the days of your life. It can't be what your mama didn't want all the days of your life. Because you've been given this gift called life, you have to choose the path that you're going to take and the words that you're going to speak over your life. For most of my life growing up, let's see, I'd say 80% of my life, people said, oh, my gosh, she is going to be a lawyer. She is going to be a lawyer with that mouth of hers. Yes, she is going to be a lawyer. I could have lived up to that. No problem. That's what you want me to do? Great. That sounds like a great career. Sounds like some security. I definitely like to talk. That's great. But at some point, that didn't resonate within me. And when I started to research and find out and choose colleges and careers and stuff of that nature, it didn't resonate. And so because it did not resonate within me, that couldn't have been my path. It sounded good. It sounded secure. It sounded like something I could do and it was a possibility. But then when the reality struck, it wasn't in me. It wasn't part of who I was supposed to be. Now, do I still use my mouth? Yes. Do I still articulate? Yes. Do I still argue and debate and go for what is right? I sure do every day. Because you're not going to get over and get by, and you're not going to treat people a certain way in my presence. That just doesn't happen. Why? Because that's why I've been given this voice, not just to advocate for myself and my family, but for whoever's, you know, needs that voice at the time. So I use my words to uplift, to empower, to motivate. Why? Because that's what my voice is for. It doesn't always happen in a courtroom, or it doesn't always happen in a pulpit. It doesn't always happen in the four walls of a church. It doesn't always happen in hospital rooms. But if my story can help you, my testimony can lead you, guide you, encourage you, motivate you, great. I'm going to share it and tell it. I'm going to live a life that's acceptable, that is full of positivity, even when it doesn't look like it. Even when I should be, as the world says, oh, my gosh, you should be on some medication for that. And people are like, oh, you don't look like what you've been through. I think that's one of the greatest compliments ever because I pride myself on not being part of the pity party bandwagon. I don't have time for that. My life is for living. I've been, in the past, what, 2-3 years, hospitalized 3 times. Did not have breath in my body to speak, but every time I got my breath back, oh, I'm speaking positivity. I'm encouraging nurses. I'm encouraging doctors. You come around me, you're going to get some encouragement. You're going to get some motivation. Why? Because that's who my nature is. And by nature, I have to be what I was created to be. I can no longer deny that to make other people feel comfortable in their own skin because they're not living up to what they're supposed to live up to. You see what I'm saying? And the same is true for you. With your life that you have to live, you've got to choose what your I am is. Now, once you find what your I am is, walk it out every day. Walk it out in power and authority because you are super in your natural. Walk it out with your head held high because you are royalty. You are separated from this world because there's something greater within you. The gift and the life and the light that is within you needs to shine in all these dark places. The flavor that's within you is meant to season and bring spice to every situation that you encounter. You are the person you are for one reason and one reason only, because what's inside of you has got to come out of you to bless the world, to be the gift to the world, to let the world know that, hey, I was here and that dash on my tombstone is going to make a difference in someone else's life. That is what is inside all of us. You, me, him, her, them. And it's not up to us to decide how other people use it. It's just up to us to walk it out every day, to be the I am that you need to be in every situation, to show up 110% every time, to give 110% every time, to pour out of your reserve every time, and then also make time to refill. I'm your host, Rev J. It's been another great episode of Couch Conversations, Speak Life. I'm excited that you tuned in. Y'all have a great couple of days. I'll talk to you again on Thursday, 7 a.m. live. Share the link with a friend. Keep the positivity flowing. Have a great one. And as always, may peace and the God of peace rest, rule, and abide with you henceforth, now, and evermore. Goodbye.